All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Hey, gal pals. Welcome back. It's been so long. We got to catch up.
Been so long.
Hey.
We've been gone.
Hey. So please show me
what it is that you want to hear.
Period.
Hey, y'all. So we're really back.
While y'all dragging us.
Right. We see that you all have been anticipating us coming back, and we're here. Happy Tuesday.
We're here. Happy Tuesday. It's so good to be here with y'all and here with you.
So good. I want all the saints to say, isn't
Brittany,
it so
wait, just stop. Okay. Where were you going with
that? I was
going
to say, isn't it so good to be in the house of the Lord? You know that's what they used to say in church.
Yeah, we do.
Isn't it so good to be in the house of the Lord? Come
on. So what's good? How have you been?
I've been good, you know. Mm-hmm. She's been living her life like it's golden.
Stop.
Vacation was great. Coming back feeling rejuvenated and restored. Other than that, for the real tea, you need to go on over to Patreon because that's where the business is.
Yeah, we share some information and we'll let y'all know if you're new here what Patreon is. Yeah. But we did. We took 2 weeks off.
Yes.
We were really, really apprehensive about taking time away.
We were.
Because we don't want to be away from y'all.
And we run a weekly show.
We run a weekly show, right? This is kind of our commitment.
Yeah.
And we care. So we're always.
Well, we care.
I was going to say, I'm weary.
We were nervous, but you all definitely reassured us and affirmed us and let us know that we deserve to take a break and you guys aren't going anywhere, or you gals aren't going anywhere. You came through with the ratings and the reviews. You joined Patreon. You were in the Facebook group engaging, leaving
y'all
us
were
comments
listening
on
to
Instagram.
Older episodes, still sharing
still
it with
downloading.
Your homegirls.
So the momentum did not stop. The marathon
continues.
Continue.
Like Lauren said, the marathon still continues. Yeah. Thank y'all so much for that, because we were shaking in our boots. Our titties were shaking.
Yeah.
But you slowed them up.
Yeah.
So we
and
appreciate
I'm glad
that.
We honored ourselves and we did that because now we're back and we're better.
Things that we did, that.
That.
So you had a great time when you were in Mexico?
Uh-huh.
Good.
How about you?
I had a great time.
Great time was had.
Great time was had.
Yes.
As y'all can see on Instagram, we got matching tattoos.
We did.
We got
matching. The bravado tats were put onto bodies.
Yeah, which we had already been planning on this. So it's a little special little thing that we decided to do.
Yeah, we made bloody moves.
Bloody moves. Now we're really sisters forever.
Yes, blood sisters.
Just a life bid we could never separate. So,
some of the girlfriends said they're getting them too.
Let us know if y'all get it, girl. Yeah. Child, tag us.
Right, tag us.
Tag us. You know the saying on Instagram. Tag us. So, how's your week end?
My weekend was pretty chill. The week was just coming back, adjusting from vacation, you know, that vibe.
Yeah.
Getting back into that white man gig. Like, Lord, I've seen what you can do.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen the possibility.
The promised land.
You know? But the weekend was chill. What did I do this weekend? Nothing much. I went to Smorgasbord yesterday. It's a food festival that they have in downtown LA at the Row. They have so many different food vendors, good shit, desserts, eats, drinks.
All of that.
Yeah, it was hot as hell. So that was really the highlight of my weekend.
Coming back.
Yeah. What about you? What did you do?
I took.
How was your weekend?
I took a very slow approach.
Ease on down.
Yeah, I had to take it slowly because.
Take it easy.
Period. That was the
theme
of the weekend. So okay. I had a really chill weekend. I'm kind of glad, and I want to start kind of easing into my Sundays, because we really be having jam packed weekends. Typically, we do. I don't be feeling like we be getting much rest.
Okay.
You know, so especially when we really have shit to do. I mean, on the weekends we have shit to do. We're really doing it. So it was good to kind of just take it easy, ease back into the week, because this is the first work week. The full work week back, because the week that we left I only worked 2 days, and then the week we came back I only worked 3 days.
Yeah,
so I had to get my shit together to go in there and tap dance with
for
the motherfuckers for a full week. Okay.
Yeah,
but here we are, we're back, we're gonna get into this thing and get in our flow.
Yes. So.
Get in our bag. So
new week, new tea,
where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So
this is the part of our show, if you're new here, where we typically would dish tea about hot topics, things that are going on in the world. Sometimes the hot topic is us, but this week we don't really have anything.
Yeah, we don't really have much tea. Honestly, haven't really been on the internet too much. I have been keeping up with like news and happenings, but we don't really think there's nothing really worth discussing today.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we can skip past that.
So we'll skip past that, and maybe next week we'll have some tea to dish
and give our commentary on it.
What we do want to comment on?
What do we want to comment on?
The ratings and the reviews.
The ratings and reviews.
So, if you all have been here, you know that we have a goal that we are trying to reach by the end of this year of 1,000 ratings and reviews. And we currently have
812
reviews. Wow. So we need about like 188.
That sounds right.
188 ratings and reviews, and then we'll reach our goal.
What's the point of rating and reviewing the show?
Let me just let you all why are we doing this. So the reason why we all the reason why we asked you all to leave ratings and reviews is for a couple of reasons. The first reason is because when you all rate and review this podcast, it helps the podcast show up in iTunes when people are searching. A lot of people just find this podcast by chance. Like they're just searching and they stumble upon it. And the reason they see our podcast amongst all the millions of other podcasts is because the ratings and reviews put you on the map.
Period.
So in order to keep us on the map and to keep us going up on the map,
you got to do your motherfucking part.
You got to do your part.
This is where I come in with the guilt trip. Get in the car. We're going on a trip. Guilt. We're going to guilt. So this is the thing. If you've been here forever and you haven't left a rating and review, you're basically taking without giving. You're taking a bunch of pennies and never leaving.
Wow.
So we
The
petty theft. Exactly. Like we're here every week depositing into you. Hopefully you're finding value in it. We just ask that you take a few moments and deposit back into us.
Yeah, that's the second reason. It deposits into us.
That's it. The words of affirmation.
It really helps affirm us. It makes us feel good. It lets us know, you know what?
Let's keep doing matters. That's what it lets us know. So you can do that completely for free. You can rate, review, subscribe to the podcast. Every week we share a rating and review to show our appreciation for you taking the time to leave it. So let it rip, Brittany.
Okay, so this week we're going to share two because when we were on break, you all...
We asked for 13.
The expectation was exceeded.
Yeah, we asked for 26 reviews and y'all came in with about 52 new ratings and reviews. 52. We were at 760 and we're today at 812. So thank y'all so much. Y'all
sowed the seed and you guys watered.
Period. Faith of a mustard seed.
Just a little bit. Just a little one.
Thank y'all so much. Let it rip.
Okay, so our reviews for this week. The first one comes from R. Savvy. She says, "This podcast changed my life. Hey ladies, I was introduced to your IG page over a year ago and have been listening to your podcast ever since. I only just figured out how to leave a review. Thank you for explaining."
Thank you. You get a pass.
Yes. "You guys have truly changed my life and have helped me get through some of the hardest times over the past year and a half. Y'all are so down to earth, and I truly feel like I'm having a conversation with my homegirls every time I listen to your podcast. I've learned a lot, gained confidence in myself, and I'm finally coming to realize my worth. I appreciate everything y'all are doing, and we need more women like you influencing our community. Keep shining, ladies."
Keep on keeping on. Thanks, girlfriend. We appreciate
that.
That
was sweet.
That was.
When people say this podcast changed their life, I'm always in awe.
You're moved.
I'm like, this? But that's because this ain't us. This is God.
Period. We always say that. We're humble. Sit down.
Humbled servant.
Be humble. We're just a vessel, y'all. We just a vessel.
That's it and that's all.
That's it. Who's next?
Okay, next is S.N. Wilson, 1022. Now, this mommy.
The gamer.
This
mommy. The gamer name.
This mommy has a mouthful.
Okay.
She says, "It's about time." "Hey, girlies. As older sisters, I gave y'all permission to tell my mom that I waited until now to give y'all a review."
Okay. We both.
We're snitching. Snitch, nigga. "This podcast is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I found this podcast during my gap year in undergrad after falling into a deep depressive episode. During that time, this podcast reminded me of the long chats my friends and I would have in the lounges in each other's apartments, from the thoughts to the nuanced and timely ideas to the humor. This podcast provided me with my fix until I started back this semester. And it still serves me while I try to make time pass at my white man gig. I send episodes to my family group chat, friend group chat, and I name drop this podcast when my coworkers are complaining about the music playing on the PA system or when the fellow homegirls on the socials are looking for some ear candy. This is a FUBU podcast if I've ever heard one. I love you, ladies. Keep doing what y'all are doing because it's working and not just for me."
Love you.
Hearts.
Back. Thank you so much.
My heart is beating.
My heart is beating. All the sores know what that
is. For the home girls, leave your review.
Okay, so anyway, just a sidebar.
If you have anything less than 4 or 5 stars, save it for another podcast.
Keep it.
These are 5-star chicks over here. And we only want 5 stars.
That's what we want.
Period.
So if you don't even have the words, just leave your 5 stars and go in peace.
And go in peace. And if you do have the words and it ain't good, go in peace.
Peace.
Bye.
Because what do we operate on over here?
Respect. Respect.
Okay, so now that we have the house rules.
Okay, so
understood.
So that's one way to support this podcast.
Yes.
Another way to support this podcast is by joining us over on Patreon.
Now this is exclusive. Exclusive mommies. If you consider yourself exclusive and elite.
I want you exclusive. The day 26. Yes. So Patreon is a platform that creatives are using to garner support, to be affirmed, and to give you more of the work that you already love. However, this is a different type of journey, a monetary journey. So when you join us over on Patreon, you're basically saying, I believe in what you guys are doing. I want you to continue doing it. And I also want some benefits, some extra tea.
Yeah.
So over on Patreon, we share our souls.
We do.
Our souls are shared.
To the soul sisters.
Period.
And others.
And we also have a bunch of extra bonus content. So join us over there. It's patreon.com/theblackgirlbravado. Find the tier that meets your needs and we'll gang over there.
Yes.
So we do. You want to say something else?
No. What were you talking about? Is it about Patreon?
I'm about to shout the homegirls out.
Okay.
So we got to let you know who's recently joined us over here. Again, exceeded our expectations.
Another expectation exceeded.
But this is how y'all do. You guys live beyond the limits. Okay. So our girls, our new girls over on Patreon, Chanel.
Hey.
JL.
JJ.
Maya. I think this is Sakil. Or it might be Sakil.
What? Both beautiful.
Both either are or. Beautiful. Both. Mumby. I love the name Mumby. Mumby.
I love.
Mum. April.
April, yes.
Alita or Alita.
Oh.
Both sexy. Yes. You're sexy, girl. Jana. Lisa.
Lisa.
We going to flip this one. Quintessa or Quintessa?
Quintessa or Quintessa.
I'm saying it's Quintessa.
Tessa.
Jazz. And Bree.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to our community.
Thank y'all so much. Patreon. You guys are the foundation, the real foundation of this podcast, because you guys help with production costs.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to help with our future tours that we're planning on going on so we can pull up on y'all and meet all of y'all in real life. That's our ultimate goal.
You're sowing seeds.
Yeah.
You're sowing seeds. Good soil. Thank y'all.
Good.
There's nothing else we can say.
Thank you. So join us over there. The link is down in the show notes.
It go down.
Okay. One more way.
One more thing.
Facebook group.
Facebook
the Black
group.
Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout.
Is
now,
lit.
This is free. It's community, extension of the community that we build here on the show. You all have great conversations over there, provide great advice, have starting workout groups, meetups. All sorts of things are happening in that Facebook group. So if that sounds like something that you're interested in, maybe you're looking to meet some new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Go on over to Facebook.
Yeah, get in there. Sometimes we can't always respond to the messages and the DMs and the emails.
But we don't even have to.
We don't, because your girlfriends are in there giving sound advice.
Very sound.
Like Brittany said, extensions of ourselves in this show. So
yeah.
Please get in the Facebook group, facebook.com, the Black Girl Bravado Homegirl
Been
Hangout.
Too long, yeah.
God damn.
The Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout.
Period. Get in there, connect. So it's been a couple weeks. We just want to refresh you guys on what our most recent episode was. It was episode 112. 112.
Yes.
Anticipatory anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
You pulling that up for the girl?
I'm pulling it up for you.
Okay, because she, if you guys haven't noticed, I read it.
Yeah. She reads it.
It's not off the dome.
She reads what we talked about.
Yeah, and just so you know, we're also recording a video right now for Patreon. Hey, girls.
Hey, girls.
So, again, episode 112 was anxious for what? Anticipatory anxiety. We like to leave y'all with little affirmations and little sweet tidbits. Mm-hmm. So our affirmation for this episode was, I am anxious for nothing. My anticipation stems from a place of excitement and relief, not from fear. So in that episode, we chatted about anticipatory anxiety, which is essentially the feeling we experience when we're confronted with a situation that has scared us in the past. We discussed the physical symptoms of anticipatory anxiety and chat about ways to push beyond our anxiety, our fears, and our limits. So if you're somebody who deals with anxiety like we do, and like majority of the homegirls do and the listeners, make sure you tap into that episode, because there's some tools that you can take away.
Definitely.
Put some shit in your toolbox.
And that's what it's about here at the Homegirl Depot.
Period.
Tools for your toolkit.
I took some tools, because when we took that flight, my tools came out and I was not anxious.
She did great.
Thank you.
I've talked about how she was a little off a rocker on the previous flights, but on this one, no complaints.
I was chilling. I'm like, okay, here we are.
You were acting like you fly everywhere.
Why? That's the energy that I wanted to possess. That I literally said, bitch, you're gonna be on international.
Man, let's manifest.
Get the fuck in your flight. Okay. Sit down.
Because when we go on tour,
she's gonna be flying.
Okay.
She won't have a choice.
Because we ain't busting it.
No. Not okay. Doing the Sprinter. I mean, unless it's local.
Right.
Nothing against the Sprinter. But yeah, so make sure you tap into that episode. It's available right now.
Yeah.
Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yes.
So
that's where it is. So
now that we've gotten through all of that, we ready to get on it. Usually we like to take things nice.
It's the moment y'all been waiting
and
for.
And easy.
Left a job in the city.
Hey, working for the man every night and day.
Which
working
you never lost.
Period.
But I never lost 1 minute of.
There was not 1 minute of motherfucking sleep gone.
Now, although we were gone for 2 weeks, we didn't lose 1 minute
of sleep.
We didn't lose one
Patreon follower.
We didn't lose one idea of what y'all like to hear, okay? So we're back at it again with some things that we need to talk about that we think are necessary to address.
So what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to be talking about control.
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 Hey.
So we're going to be talking about controlling behavior.
Oh, you have your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hold on.
We're going to be talking about controlling behavior. Maybe if you, like, you know, there's varying places you can be on this spectrum of controlling course. Behavior from mm-hmm. not controlling at all to control freak. And a lot of us fall right in the middle. I feel like we all experience control to some degree. So.
Yeah, we all display behavior that's similar or looks like control.
Yes.
Hey, where are you going? You're controlling me.
It's almost kind of innate because we really be wanting to, you know, drive the boat. Megan Thee Stallion be like, drive the boat. We be wanting to drive our boats.
Period.
Now,
really,
sometimes
really
we
get
might crash.
There.
Sometimes they might not ever leave the dock. I know I've tried to drive my boat and I'd be like, what is this boat?
Is this my boat?
Is the boat moving?
Is this my boat?
Shit. And sometimes I drive it and I need to take a Dramamine because of motion sickness. I'm doing too much.
I'm like, do I got my boat in gear?
Baby, am I doing too much? There's something in my eye.
I just downloaded that song. Were we talking about that?
Were we?
I'm leaving messages and voicemails
telling you I miss you.
Yeah, I just downloaded that.
Who was
Amanda
that?
Amanda Perez?
Oh, Amanda.
Was it Amanda Perez?
No. Because she sings, it's been 5 months.
Yeah, the God sent me an angel. I forgot her name.
Okay.
Damn, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Anyway, so we're talking about control today.
Yeah. So quick definition of control.
Control
is essentially the power to influence or direct a person's behavior, or to want to control or monitor outcomes, situations, circumstances.
Yes.
Right? Having your hand in the motherfucking mix.
Always.
Always. She can't get her hand out.
Stirring it up.
Ain't that about a bitch?
And it ain't that about my life.
That's your life? What's tea? What's good?
I like to have control.
Mm-hmm.
I like to at least feel like I have control because sometimes I think it's an illusion. And when I know I usually feel like depressed or discouraged when I feel like I'm lacking control, which we briefly talked about on Patreon, like some of the recent feelings I've been feeling,
mm-hmm.
and they've not too good, and they've been tied to feeling
not too good.
Right.
Tap in on Patreon.
Right. Giving you a little, but not giving you too much.
Mm-hmm.
But those feelings have been tied to me feeling like I've lacked control in some areas of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not completely, but certain areas where I would like to have control, I feel like I've been lacking.
So you're feeling powerless.
Powerless.
You're feeling vulnerable.
Yes.
You're feeling see-through.
Yes.
Seen and see-through.
Fishnet.
Yeah.
Fishnet top. Remember we used to wear them little fishnet tops?
Remember it came
with
like a
cami
whole,
underneath?
Of course. Of course. I had an off-the-shoulder one for the Sadie Hawkins. Okay, she wore white.
I remember let me tell y'all a little fit I wore.
Okay, give them tea.
Because we can do what we want.
We can
I had
do
a
what
little hot pink. I had a hot pink fishnet off the shoulder.
Of course.
And then I wore like a black cami tank underneath.
Ooh, you were looking sexy. Flexy.
Let me let you adjust your mic.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. Because she's slipping. I'm falling. I can't
get
up.
And then I paired it with a denim and the black Melissa's with the pink M.
Dead at the Black Melissa's. You know Melissa's are still a thing.
Yeah, they have a whole store in Del Amo.
Yeah, Del Amo Mall.
Do they still have the traditional Melissa, like the little sneaker one we wore?
Probably.
They had some cute little
knick-knack paddywhack. Yeah, I know, little sandals.
Especially for the little kids, for the little girls.
Look at this thing slipping like a limp dick.
But
it just keeps going down, down, down.
You still sound good anyway. So okay. It doesn't matter.
But yeah, I remember the fishnet. So yeah, so basically you're feeling seen, you're feeling see-through. When you don't have control, you feel that way.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. So there's tons of reasons why people feel like they need to have control, right? Yeah. What are a couple? We'll dish tea on.
Yeah, we'll dish a little tea about people, the reasons. So mm-hmm. One of the reasons is because people that are considered control freaks are on the deeper end of the spectrum, further end of the spectrum when it comes to controlling behavior. Mm-hmm. Usually have a strong need to control others because they feel like, or they believe they lack control themselves. Mm-hmm. So they feel the excessive need to control
other outcomes.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I already don't have my shit together, so I gotta impose. You know what? We see that a lot in the hospital. Like, where people feel like, you know, once you're not an agent of your own healthcare or you can't make certain decisions, then you feel like you want to control other things.
Like the environment?
Yeah. Like, you're super agitated or irritated, and it's like, no, don't put that there. Don't put that there, because you literally don't have any control over anything else. You know, so it's like, at least if I don't have control over this thing, then I do have control over this thing. So I don't feel completely powerless and weak.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense because... Yeah. You don't have control in the area that you want to control mm-hmm. or that you can't control.
Right.
So you're like, let me find something, anything, regardless, so that I can get some sort of sense Relief. Of control here.
Yeah. Another thing to consider is that people with control issues, they have a high level of anxiety that they're dealing with, because that also contributes to you wanting to control. You know that feeling that you have when you're anxious. That's probably... why I feel like shit when I have to get on that flight.
Because you can't control the outcome.
She cannot. And I'm like, what the fuck is that pilot up there doing?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I feel like I've displayed some controlling behaviors. Some niggas have told me that in the past.
Some
niggas have told me that
in the past. Yeah. Niggas done told me to.
Niggas done told me that.
Niggas have been
told. So, really quick sidebar. On a level of 1 to 10, where do you rate yourself on the...
I would say that I'm about a 7.
Okay.
From 1 to 10. What about yourself?
6.
Okay.
She's a 6.
A little above average.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit more than that. But I also feel like when I have to deal with these niggas, I have to tell them what the fuck to do, because sometimes I be like, you don't got it.
You ain't got it. Let me help you, baby.
Let me step in and make sure it's good.
Yes. What do you do, baby?
Baby, you're doing it wrong. I'm like, hold on. Let me get that. Let me handle that. And I feel badly sometimes because I don't know why I have an issue with releasing. I think that's also that alpha female in me.
Yeah. The type A. Do you consider yourself type A?
No.
Okay. Just alpha
I've dealt
female.
With a type A. A type A type wad.
That's not my type.
Yeah, no, that's not my type. But no, I'm not type A.
Okay, so that makes perfect sense. Like feeling anxiety and not anxiety about not being able to control the outcome.
And the independent, the I-N-D-E-P-E. Just can't release. You know, I can't quite let somebody else take it.
I can attest to that and say that in, let me just be honest. In all of my relationships, romantic.
Yeah,
I've displayed controlling behaviors. Like, I just felt like, you know, let me
take care of it.
Let me direct.
Hey,
let
I got me. It from here. Hey, just so you know, I got it from here.
And then I'm always saying like, you know, I would just love to be led, but can you?
And the thing is, that is a trick.
Can you?
You really don't want to be led. If somebody came in here right now,
it's
was
probably
like
just wanting somebody to be capable of. Like displaying that you're capable of leading.
And then you kind of deciding, yeah, I'm going to let you take the lead on this.
And then you'll be like, okay, I'm glad you can, but I still got this. I'm glad that should I not want to, or I'm incapable in an instance, that you can drive the boat.
So do you ever really feel comfortable with letting him lead?
I can't speak to that because...
She doesn't know. She's never been in that position.
Yeah, I haven't been in that position.
Understandable.
Yeah, I have yet to be.
Oh, okay.
I have yet to be in the position. But, you know, I'm self-awareness is great. And I know that I can lighten up a bit.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes, you know what I just realized? Sometimes my controlling ways can stifle someone. Just because I think they're not capable, sometimes people would be like, okay, you got it. Even though they can be fully capable of leading or doing whatever I think they can't do. And because
you never allow the opportunity and the space for them to do it, then they're like, fine, bitch, you got it.
Yeah.
And then now I'm never offering.
Or they don't feel empowered too.
That's another thing, the empowerment.
Yeah, they don't feel empowered too. So with that self-awareness, I understand that there's an area of opportunity there for me. There's an area of opportunity.
She pulls out the makeshift fan.
So another reason why people feel the need to control is because of fear. Another one that I can attest to.
Yeah.
Fear. Control is fear-based behavior.
Yes.
As much as we like to think like, you know,
I'm just controlling.
I'm particular. I like things done a certain way. Yeah. You know, I know what I'm doing.
I know what I like.
Mm-hmm. I can get it done right. There's fear. Yeah. Underlying fear there. So you were saying like, you know, I got control issues. You got fear issues.
Yeah. Talk
you have
about
fear
it.
Issues. And that really is what I've realized lately. A lot of my controlling ways come from fear. Mm. Fear of how things are going to turn out. Fear of things not turning out the way that I want them to.
Yeah, how they won't turn out.
And so, yeah, or they won't turn out. And I'm like, you know what? Let me control this so that I can make sure that I'm in charge of the narrative and that I can get my way.
Yeah. Again,
and most of the time,
I'd
be fucking myself from the front and the back.
Yeah, bent over.
And so I've decided that what I may need to do is relinquish control, complete surrender.
Yeah.
Because my way hasn't always worked for me.
Yeah, my way rarely works.
Her way has not worked.
Dead. What she says.
Yeah, so fear is a man. Well, once that was confirmed, really, and from reading too, I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
That's her. That fear.
So another, reason people might be controlling. Usually, you know what? Perfectionists are controlling.
Yeah.
Those people display controlling behavior often because when things aren't perfect, then you feel seen, right? And when you feel seen, then you feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
Thus, again, going back to the powerless, it makes us look weak. Like, dang, you see my flaws. You see that I don't got all of this together.
Yeah.
When that's the whole thing about perfectionism, like you want to appear or you want things to be perfect or like, hey, I got it. Don't trip.
Right.
My panty and my bra match. That's rarely.
Yeah.
Me.
Controlling people don't like. Yeah. Me either.
That's rare.
It's probably if I know they're going to be seen tonight, I'm going to dance for you. Let me put on a matching bra and panty set, but
it's
I need
rarely,
to start putting
it's
it
rarely
on.
It's rarely a match. It's just like same color.
Same color.
Like
I'll right,
usually go with black.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
She has on a black bra.
Right, or
she has
tan,
a lace panty.
Right.
The tan is a little, the nude is a little, like what? Not sexy.
Oh.
I heard that before.
Oh, men don't like nude?
I heard that the nude ain't that sexy.
I don't think they really give two fucks. Pop it off.
Yeah, as long as that thing is
red.
Take
it off.
Can you make it juicy?
Oh, wow.
Sorry, did it go too far?
Very.
Okay, we're going to reel it back in. Control.
Back to control.
Whatever. This
yeah,
is our show.
But like you were saying, perfectionists are controlling because they don't like being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Controlling people do not like vulnerability.
Yeah.
They like the mask. Like, I have it all together. I have it handled.
The future. Mask on.
Fuck it. Mask off.
Yeah. But in this instance, we're not taking the mask off.
You know, a lot of highly successful people are considered controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, it's a good thing because you are able to meet your goals. You're really successful. You meet deadlines. Like,
probably,
people can depend on you.
You probably manage people well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
pretty
yes,
driven.
Yes. But when it comes to, like, relationships or friendships, that's when your controlling ways can be a bit abrasive. And it's like, this bitch.
Yeah, volatile.
This nigga.
Yeah. Nothing like that. Like
I don't want to work. She just, you know what?
The micromanager.
I feel like this with one of my coworkers.
Oh, really?
For sure.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Like, she has control issues for sure because it exceeds, like, being helpful. Like, let me help you with this. It's, she, like, kind of masks it as, like, let me help you. Like, I want to assist. But I realize it's really controlling. Like, for instance, this is how I know that it's controlling versus helping. Like, I will set something up. Like, say I'll move a piece of furniture somewhere. And, you know, it's functional. It works well. Everything's good. Whatever. I'll come back the next day and it's moved.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, for what? You know? That's controlling. Or wanting to be in, wanting to help. But really, you don't want to help. You just want to be in the mix. You just want to know everything. Can you CC me on that? Did you ask so-and-so for this? Like, sis,
relax. Relax. Okay.
Controlling. And I'm like, you know relax. What?
Yeah. And you know, we're going to get to that. We're going to talk about that. Because there's also some signs and ways to find out if you have been displaying controlling behavior. But I think it's good to recognize and understand that like people aren't just born controlling. Mm-hmm. It's not just innate. Like, I came out controlling. I popped out controlling. I've been controlling my whole life. It's not like that. You know, controlling behavior is usually developed in childhood based on certain parenting styles. So if you grew up in a house where you had to perform a task or something had to be done for your parent to say, oh, I love you, then you likely have control issues because it makes it feel like the task is valued over who you are. Mm-hmm. So you have to perform, thus be in control of the performance to make sure that you feel like, okay, I got a little love today. She got a little love today, you know, which is really sad.
I think also outside of childhood, it can be control issues can be formed from like other relationships.
Yeah. Like, feeling let down,
like feeling betrayed, which creates trust issues.
Yeah.
Where you're like, or just not even having your needs met to where it's like, you know what, moving forward, I'm not going to let this happen to me again. And in order to prevent it from happening, I'm going to try to control it.
Or yeah. And that whole thing kind of ties into being like having inconsistent love or inconsistent results, whatever yes. it is, like rather it's childhood, rather you're dealing with a nigga, when the shit ain't consistent, then you learn to be independent.
Yeah.
You learn to only rely on yourself. So, I mean, I'm not putting my trust in you.
Yeah, because you haven't came through for me.
And releasing trust is releasing control.
And I realize that's happened to me in relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like if I call you, like, not you're that you up. Won't come through, but like, it's not going to be like, let's say, for instance, like if I need you to pick me up, like, can I really trust or rely on you to pick me up on time? Mm-hmm. Like, so that I'm not sitting out there waiting. Mm-hmm. Or if I really need something done, can I really trust that you're going to get it done without me asking you like hella times?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that makes me want to like be more controlling. Like, can you please like get this done? Like, no, make sure you telling me you go get this done. Like,
yeah.
For real.
The reassurance. Like, you need reassurance.
Or you're asking them to get it done with like an attitude. Like, because you know, last time you didn't get it done. Or
yeah.
Make sure you pick me up at 3:55 and you got to tell them 50
and
times.
And then you call in hella
yeah,
times. Like,
calling,
are you on your way?
Right,
I'm going to be here at this
did you
time.
Set your alarm?
Doing
and,
them the most.
Yeah. And it can come off as kind of controlling because, mm-hmm. I mean, essentially it is. But there's an underlying cause for that.
That's protecting yourself.
Yeah.
Period. You know, like I have to make sure that I'm
but I feel
heart.
Like people, the niggas, receive it as like this bitch, like
yeah.
She just don't like
she won't just let me
why
show
are you even
up?
Asking me to do it?
Because you haven't shown up.
Like, why are you even asking me to do it if you don't trust that I'm gonna do it or you wanna control it? Like, you want me to leave my house at this time instead of the time that I wanna leave. Like, you wanna tell me, make sure you leave at 3:50 so you can get here by, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, hey babe, I'm gonna be at the airport at 4:00. See you then. You know,
oh,
and
let it go. Wow.
Yeah.
Let's see you. You got to call a nigga in the morning.
Right.
Send a
Remember,
text.
I'm coming in
I'm
today.
I'm boarding.
I'm coming in. Like, right. The plane's landing. I just got off the plane. I'm going to get my suitcase and then I'm going
to. We love to say we coming in. I'm coming in.
Today's the day I get back home.
I'm
remember,
coming in.
Remember when you said you was going to pick me up? Does that still stand? Do I need to call an Uber? You know, we good?
We good. Do I got to call a friend? I'm coming in.
Yeah. So,
I'm coming in.
So all that to say that like receiving unreliable or inconsistent love or nurturing, whether it's as a child or an adult,
yeah.
can create controlling behaviors.
Experiences then.
Yeah.
The experiences.
Yeah.
So we're going to transition.
Signs.
Yeah.
These are the signs of controlling heifers. Just kidding. We aren't heifers.
So some signs. Yeah, we want to talk about signs that
signs.
You might be dealing with or experiencing or displaying some controlling behavior. Because we got to know what the fuck we dealing with.
We got to know.
Right? So one of those signs is you believe that if someone would change one or two things about themselves, that you'd be happier. Right?
Mm.
So you try to help them, kind of what your coworker is doing, change this behavior by pointing it out, usually over and over again. Over and over again. She's doing it over and over again.
I remember that song.
What song? That just sounds familiar to
Nelly.
Me.
Nelly. And it's all in my head.
I think about it over and over again. That was a sweatsuit album.
But it hurt so bad.
And he tried to
he
do
was
little,
the first little Nas X.
Yeah.
And it's all in my head. head. I think about it over and over again.
And I can't keep picturing you with him.
And it hurts so bad.
And I can't take it. I can't take it. The sweatsuit. I love that shit. Okay. So, yeah. It's kind of like pointed out like, you know that one thing that you did? Like you said, mention it all the time.
Yeah.
Like if your coworker says, hey, Brittany, you know, I noticed that you move the furniture, but each time you do it like that, the staff hates it.
Yeah.
So would you mind?
That's exactly Germany. That's exactly what she does. Like, yeah, everyone's complaining. Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone's complaining about the bagels.
Trying
to control, like, let's not get the bagels when it can be like one person complained or you don't like the bagels, but you're like, everyone keeps complaining about the bagels. So, like, if we just could, like, switch it up, that would be perfect.
Yeah, but that's because she's trying to help you out by, hey, just so you know, everybody's complaining about
the bagels.
So me helping you out, helping you, letting you know that folks are complaining, hey, could you just change this up a little bit? We'd all be so much happier.
And send it out. And she will repeat it. I'm like, the bagels are here to stay, baby.
Baby.
You don't like bagels, get your own on the way in.
You know, I feel like I do this. I try to help people, like, you know, like, hey. Maybe not in a nasty way, but the part of me that's on a level 6.
Yeah.
Does this.
What's an example? Do you want to share?
Like, maybe, I don't know what exactly, but I feel like I do this a lot.
Mm.
Like, probably, and maybe.
Because your way is just so good, huh?
Yeah, like, I could totally help you with that if you are like, hey, I'm trying to think of a way. I don't know, but I know this feels like me. Mm. Resonance
feels like home,
especially like if it's in my house.
Mm.
It's my house.
So if somebody was in your house, like trying to do,
oh,
something.
Yeah, honey, baby, you're in my, I pay the motherfucking rent.
Yeah,
especially if it's like a nigga that pulls up. I'm like, hey, I'm happier when it's done this way, so I will point it out all the time.
Yeah, and it's instant. Like, I mean, it's done. Ooh,
this is, I got one
before too.
I got one. This is her. So, like, say somebody takes a shower. Mm-hmm. I'm not a very wet person. I know this doesn't make sense.
It makes total sense. I see you. You're seen. When they see us. When they see us. And when I see water on my fucking bath mat. Like, this bath mat is never drenched.
Nigga. And some shit I know, it's like, okay, it's a bath mat, but it's not supposed to be drenched, which is like crazy.
Because then I got to put it in the wash quicker.
The thing is, I'm not a very wet person when I get out of the shower. I don't know if it's because I don't have much body hair, which is a difference for niggas.
I do water. I dry off as
inside
I'm coming out.
Yes. On the inside, I dry off. I do too. I dry my feet off, mm-hmm. and then she steps out.
Onto the mat.
Niggas be having, they have little, like a lot more body hair, so the water clings to the hair.
No, just come out of that shit like they
can. And I'm telling you, like they have little nipple hair and body hair and ass hair and shit like that. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And leg hair. And when they get out, they just come out like a fucking wrecking ball.
They come out like a fish out of water.
I'm like, dry off in there. So that's something that I point out all the time. Like, nigga, you wet in my floor.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind doing it this way? I'm trying to help your wet ass.
Right.
Like, you know, so I think that's what I do. That's just a small example. Do you have one?
Yeah, for sure. When it comes to the home, I'm like,
it's mine. This is my place of residence.
I make up my bed like this.
Yeah.
It's like they just pull the sheets, pull the blankets.
And then they'll be like, my bad. Like, then it's like, you can't help. No, nigga, you can still help.
But like, just you can do it the way I want.
Do it my way.
Yeah, and that's one of the things with, like, having yo shit.
Yeah.
My God.
My way. Make my bed my way.
Yeah, so another sign you may have controlling behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You micromanage others. Mm-hmm. The micromanage.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of people micromanaging me because I'm like, you ain't controlling me. I'm the controller.
Period. I'm controlling you.
You micromanage others. To make them fit your often unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. I can't imagine because it's happened. Like.
Yeah.
You don't believe in imperfection and you don't think that anyone
That's
else.
That's not me. That's not me at all. I don't believe that. I know I'm flawed. Flaws and all. Cue the Beyonce.
Catch her when she falls.
What is that? I wake up in the morning. What? However that's
called. It's called Flaws and All.
I was trying to think of the lyrics.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
I'm a mess in the afternoon.
I'm a bitch in the morning.
That's her right there. Yeah, I don't believe
no,
in that.
No, I'm a mess in the morning.
Okay.
I'm a bitch in the afternoon.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
all
something
that.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the micromanaging to make people fit your unrealistic expectations,
mm-hmm.
that is a sign that you have some controlling behavior.
Yes.
because it's really like unrealistic. Like we just said, like, I mean, come on. And I really don't like the micromanage, because sometimes it's like, why did you even entrust me with the task?
Yeah.
If I'm going to be micromanaged, you do it. You do it.
Mm. You do it. I'm leaving it to you. You do it.
You got it, girl. You got it. Boy, you got it.
Take it.
Take it off my hands.
Take it off my hands.
Because if you didn't trust me, don't ask me to do it.
Yeah. So another one.
Especially if I've shown and proved.
That. Another one is you judge others' behavior as right or wrong. You kind of do this passively.
Ooh.
And sometimes you'll withhold attention until they fall in line with your expectations.
Oh, this is a little
right?
sneaky.
This is like a silent. You're judging in silence. You're like, no, you fucked that up. Yeah. This you?
No. This isn't me, but I'm saying I noticed that people who just judge are very controlling. Like, it can be, they can be judging people not even based on the task. Mm. Just judging in general.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
The Judgy Judies.
I feel like I'm listening to a sermon. That's good. That's good right there. Yeah, that's good.
The Judgy Judies.
Yeah, it was good.
Another sign. This is almost kind of in line with the judgy duties.
Mm-hmm.
You offer constructive criticism.
Mm. Constructive criticism in air quotes.
Constructive criticism, but this is really a veiled attempt to advance your own agenda.
Yeah.
To get people to try to sway people over to the way you want them to go. So you're like, you know, let me just give you a little.
I feel like I see this a lot at work.
Let me give you a little word of advice.
Yeah, you see this
next
a lot
time,
at work.
Yeah.
In the
especially
work
in the white man gigs.
Yeah.
Any gigs.
Yeah, I see this a lot.
Yeah, the constructive criticism. You know another thing I read in line with criticism?
What?
Sometimes when people are like super critical of others, it's because they feel like they have no control over themselves. So they just criticize other people all day, every day, trying to find something wrong.
Yeah, that's
people.
The same way when people are judgmental because they're insecure and they don't feel good about themselves. So it's like you want to try to talk about
me. So like, for instance, like if I feel like I can't control my weight, like I feel like I can't control my desire to gain weight, I'm being critical and judgy of people like, look at her with that sloppy body.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It really stems from insecurity.
Yeah. And it's really because you don't feel like you can change your shit up.
Yeah. Another way is that you change who you are or what someone, what you believe someone will, how they'll accept you.
Mm.
And you do this in an attempt to control the narrative, the way they think about you, the impression that you're making on them. So you might come around some people and be like, oh, let me, I see that they all like to salsa. Now she's going to like to salsa, even though that might not be what you like, but it's your ability to control the impression that you're leaving on them.
Got it.
You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah, I definitely get,
The flip flopper.
Yeah, that's not me, but I've definitely experienced people like that. Here's another good one.
What's up?
You present worst case scenarios in an attempt to influence someone away from a certain behavior and towards others.
This happens at work too, and in group settings, and in times
in real life, and sometimes with parents. Like, you know, if you do that, you know that's okay. If you deal with the parent, like, because some parents are like, do the helicopter parenting, or they just want to like, it's kind of like overbearing, or you know, super protective or whatever.
That's called helicopter parenting.
Yeah,
that like should be hovering, called shadow.
Like hovering over.
I'm a shadow parent.
Yeah, you present worst case scenarios. Like, for instance, you know, if you go to school out of state, it's dangerous. Something can happen. It's going to cost more. And you know, the worst. Yeah, because you want them to stay close to home. So instead of.
For your own agenda, because you might not be ready to let go.
Or you don't want them to leave the nest. Or like, say you have a daughter or a kid, whatever, living at home. And you're like, you're going to go out there and all them bills going to add up.
Yeah.
And so you just try to control the narrative so that they can stay home for you, because you want them there with you.
Yes, that's a good one. That's good. That's good, Pastor Brittany. That's good.
Yeah, so you present the worst case scenario, or even like with friendships, it's like, I don't want her to really do that, so I'm going to tell her something bad that can happen, or like I'm going to push the worst.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like that's my anxiety. I do that out of fear, but not because I'm trying to advance my own agenda. Sometimes I'm scared and I'm like, you're not afraid?
Yeah.
Like, dang, that's kind of scary, no?
And you're like, no. Right, that's kind of scary. No.
That's kind of scary. No.
No, you're trying to leave it up. I'm like, no.
No, no, you don't believe it's kind of scary? No. I think.
Yeah.
Another way that you might be controlling or have some controlling behavior is you intervene on behalf of other people by trying to explain or dismiss their behavior to others. Like, oh, no. They really got a bad attitude. Yes. Don't know. You know, it's like, hold on, girl. You are a controlling ass girl.
Yes, like people that try to make you not be friends with people that you're not cool with.
Yeah, what they're not cool with.
That they're not cool with. Yeah. Like, yeah, oh, you talk to her or that you y'all cool? Oh, yeah, I heard she was a little sneaky bitch or whatever. Like
the sneak diss.
Yes, bitch, because nigga, it's like, I want to control who's kicking or accepting of that person.
Yes. So there are different types of controlling people. I mean, and maybe you'll fall into one of these categories. Maybe you won't. But maybe you can also identify, because we're going to come across controlling people, even if ourselves, because we have some people who are probably extremely, not maybe even passive, but not controlling at all and understand how to release and they can go with the flow and, you know, very fluid. But we run up against different type of people in society, in our work, in our lives. And you got to be able to identify these motherfuckers. You got to be able to put a magnifying glass to their ass.
Or maybe put up a mirror to yourself.
Yeah.
And like, oh, you know what? I'm noticing something here.
Some patterns.
Some resonance.
The reflection.
And what I need to do is maybe make some adjustments, because that's not the way I want to come across or the type of behavior I want to display. And I know that there's some room for improvement.
Yes. So we need to get into it.
Self-reflection is key.
So there's a couple types of controlling people. During our research,
yes,
that we stumbled upon,
yes,
and things that it might be good to share with you. So the first type is the isolator. Dun dun dun.
Sounds dramatic. We'll break it down.
If you're in a relationship or a friendship with this type of person, you have to make them your one and only. What's that song? I want you to be my one and whatever.
So basically, you mine,
bitch. Or there's gonna be a big price to pay.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a price
to pay. The isolator would never work for me.
They need to be your entire world, right? So they'll work on even alienating you from other people, trying to keep you away from other friends, family, your social circles in order to get what they want, right? And additionally, they'll play up negative aspects of the people in your life so that you feel like,
I don't need to be around them.
Yeah, like, oh, your family really treats you poorly.
Ooh.
It's kind of passive, right?
Yeah.
Oh, your homegirl, you
it's
mean
It's not those- always overt.
Like, oh, your friends who never call you when they're doing fun things.
Yeah.
That's the person who you're talking to on the phone.
Right.
You know, and before you know it, you'll look around and not have anybody left. And that's exactly how they wanted your ass. Isolated. And then thus, I can control you. Hey, no, you're not going. Oh, all your friends are shitty. And then guess what? You look up, you have no friends. And now you sit in a house with this motherfucker all day with nobody because you let them tell you about your people.
An isolator can look like an abuser, because that's what
they are, an abuser.
That's what it is. It's abuse. And it sometimes
the gaslighter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The gaslighter, domestic abuse, because that's control.
We're going to
get there. Gaslighting is controlling. Domestic violence is controlling. People want to get you into this vulnerable space.
Yeah, yeah.
To where you feel like, I got to be here. This
to
is
where
all
you
I
feel
got.
Weak and powerless.
Yeah.
And you relinquish your agency over yourself.
And then they got the power.
They got it, right?
Here's another type. The mind.
Another type, nigga. Another type.
The mind reading assumer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a person who believes that they know what you're thinking or feeling at any given time.
Mm-mm.
And it's up to you to prove them otherwise. So they'll begin sentences with "you think" or "you believe," accusing you of having certain thoughts without even asking you.
I know people like this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, like
you think I'm always doing that. You think I'm actually, no, I don't think. Actually, why don't you let me think my own thoughts?
Right.
You know, or like, we'll get there. Go ahead.
Okay, so, wow, you were passionate about that. This type of person might also troll or go through your social media accounts and create their own story about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Then make accusations. And the only way you'll be able to prove them wrong is to cut ties from people or stop going places. They're like, you out there, you out on parties. Yeah. And you probably talking to hella niggas.
That's exactly it. Exactly.
And you trying to get all this attention. And it's like, that's actually not what I'm doing. But in order to stop these arguments from happening and
you
these
have
accusations,
to cut the behavior.
I'm just going to stop.
I'm not going to post. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to go out.
Or you can be having some platonic engagement with mm-hmm. the male mm-hmm. friend. And then the guy is like, y'all ain't having no innocent conversations.
Yeah.
He like you. He flirting with you. He trying to fuck. And And it's like, you know what? That's not it. But because you're going to be accusing me of it. And I'm
or
just
you
gonna...
think these niggas don't want nothing from you.
Yeah.
It's just like that. Like, huh? Wait.
So it's just like, you know what? Let me just dead it. And it's like by doing that, they now have control of the situation because they caused you to dead it so that you're not having the interactions that they don't want you to have.
Yes.
So the mind reading assumer, assuming ass, making an ass out of you. What they say?
Yeah, that's it. You're making an ass out of you and
me.
Period. So next up, we have the flatterer. Mm. We got to be careful with this kind of person because this type
this
of motherfucker.
Sneaky.
And they also prey on people with low self-esteem. So they give you compliments. Compliments. And they say shit to boost your ego and your self-esteem. But then the controlling aspect is they take it away. They withdraw the attention so that you're left looking for like affection. And you're basically willing to do whatever it takes to get the shit back. You know? That's brutal.
That's nasty. Like,
even to your own detriment. I don't know. See, you're not watching the Wu-Tang series.
Oh, I meant to.
You got to log in and watch it.
Okay.
There's this one. It's not really applicable, but it's okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But, you know, this is really sad. So watch out for these type of people.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout.
You'll be struggling trying to get that hit.
Right.
Of their attention. Like, come on. Give me that love, that attention you give me.
Yes. The good feelings, darling.
Ooh.
What?
I think I just got an image of a flatterer.
Okay.
Anyway, another type is interrogator.
Mm-hmm.
So this type maintains their position of control or authority by interrogating you with countless questions anytime you try to assert yourself.
Yeah.
My God. Asking me all these questions, so they might draw up on their experience to counteract any argument you make, asking you to defend your stance. Now we're boxing. We're going back and forth. I feel like I'm in a battle.
Boxing with my demons.
Then attacking anything you say and belittling your platform until they exhausted you and force you to back down. It's like, you know what? You won.
Yeah.
You won.
You got it, nigga. Take it. Ugh.
Yeah, because
I don't want to go back and forth with you, so I'm good. You got it.
Yeah.
We can stop here. Yeah, there's a lot.
That happens.
We got to be on the lookout.
People asking you so many questions, you get tired. Like, you know what? Whatever. You know, like you going back and forth with somebody. Yeah. They asking you all these questions and you get so burned out. And then you just be like lifeless in the conversation. They be like, you know what I'm saying? And then you this. And then you be like, you're right.
Yeah, yep. You're right. Yep. Mm-hmm. You're right. That's what you want to hear.
You got
right.
It. Yep.
So the next type of person that you might run into who's controlling is the self-pitying, helpless victim, right? So this person tries to make themselves the victim in everything.
Oh my
they
God.
Wallow in their own pain and their own misery so that other people do everything that they can do to make them feel better.
To and nurse to make them back to health.
To make the hurt go away. So people like this probably have dealt with traumatic childhood and they're used to people coddling them and making light of their pain. Like, oh, I know that if I pout like this and if I say, oh my God, I got all this stuff, like people who take advantage of you, right? Your resources. Like all my bills are due, no shade or no tea. I'm just using this as an example.
Yeah.
I have people like this
in
my life, testimony. But when people are like, all my bills are due, or I don't have no food, I don't got no money, and, you know, it's just so hard. Like, yeah, it's so hard, but you're manipulating me and you're trying to control the fact that you want me to send you resources instead of just outright saying, yo, I'm hard up on times. Would you mind? Or can you spare?
Or this could, I think this is a good example too. Like, say, for instance, like, they don't do the pity party or need help or they're down in the dumps until like certain instances. Like, for instance, you guys get into an argument or like you decide you're going to break up with somebody and they're like, oh my God, now I'm feeling like I'm going to commit suicide.
Oh, and yeah, that's really
like
controlling.
You know?
And manipulating.
Yeah. Like, hold on, what?
Yeah. Like, why you got to take it
why
that far?
Why are you now getting suicidal thoughts?
Yeah. The suicidal.
To control, like try to control the situation. That's not fair or cool.
The manipulation.
You can't do that to people.
Don't do that to people.
Don't do that. Another type, the blackmailer. Mm-hmm. Now this, studies say that this is one of the most despicable types of controlling people.
Studies report.
Because their manipulation can be damaging to other people's lives.
Yeah.
Now you got to be careful with these type of, these people are dangerous. I don't want to ever come in contact with a blackmailer.
No, no, no.
An example of this type of person might be someone who keeps intimate photos that their lover has sent them.
Yeah.
And they threaten to like put them out. Yeah, like, make them public.
If you don't, like when you beefing with somebody and they're like, well, if you don't talk to me, you know I got those videos of us.
Right.
Like answer the phone. Otherwise, I'm sending these images. This ain't never happened to me. I'll be ready to kill it.
And people do it like with Tierra Marie.
Yeah, but let's leave her out of it.
I'm just saying that's an example.
Yeah.
It happens all the time on Instagram.
It does. Yeah, it happens.
And it's like, what type of people are
or people y'all? Will be like, I'll send these pictures to your mom or your family.
Yes, like you know what?
Why are you sending my freaky
Why
girl?
Why are you sending my little freaky
My
dickies?
Little freaky girl images? That's foul, homie. Ugh. And don't do women like that.
Don't
do us like, and don't do men like that, ladies.
Yeah, some people would be like, you know, this is an example of women. Let's drag note. Or the women will be like, I will call, you know, I will call your wife.
Ooh.
Or I will call your girlfriend.
Yeah.
To control them. Like, you don't want to do it. You don't want to come over here. You don't want to pay. You don't want to keep sending me a check. Or you don't want to do whatever I'm trying to control you to do. I'm calling your wife.
You know I'll call her.
I'm keeping the baby. Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The blackmail.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So the next type of person that we might have and run up against.
You're better than that.
You're better than that. Is the silent guilt tripper. Right. Mm. So this person is a little different than the interrogator. They don't give you a bunch of questions and da 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 drill into you. This person just ice me out. They just ice you out. Right.
Ooh.
They put you on ice. They
and
don't want
to
answer.
It's left up to your own interpretation what's going
Period.
On.
They're giving you the silent treatment. They might even walk away from you when you're trying to speak. They won't let you. They won't answer any questions. And if they don't live with you, then they'll be ignoring your calls, texts, and emails. I've had this happen
I've
to
definitely
me.
Come against a silent guilt tripper.
And they'll keep you in limbo, making you feel like, what the fuck is going on with this person? What's going on? What did I do?
What did I do?
What did she do?
I hate that because I'd be like, what the fuck? And then you can't get a response.
And then you're insecure.
Yeah.
And then she's I'm telling y'all, I done been here.
She's been here too.
She's been here. Familiar space.
We both pulled up in the same parking spot.
We was sitting next to
each
other. You
left, I pulled up.
That I've dealt with this. It's
Miss Bus next 15, next one coming.
One Miss, one Bus next 15,
one coming.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I was on the one coming. I'm like, hello, I need you to answer because I don't even play like that. Like, I might be partially silent, but then I'm like, let me just go ahead and let's get this over with.
I know.
But when I've had the real silent trip pulled on me, and then because of my anxiety, I'm like, is this nigga alive?
Okay? Yeah, like,
are you okay? Are you breathing? And I gotta go out and hunt.
Then you gotta.
And
whole
time you sitting up there chilling, breathing well.
Yeah.
Damn.
No issues. Be careful with this type
be
of person.
Be careful with him.
Be careful with all these people. Because I've dealt with a couple of
I've dealt with a couple day. Too. Okay, so this is the last one that we really want to be careful with, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
The physical aggressor.
Mm.
So in this situation, the controlling person will use physical violence.
Yeah. Yeah.
To get what they want from others. The nuck and fucking buff.
Yeah. The crime mob. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Ike.
Yeah. Ooh. Saying the Ike.
The
I don't
Ike.
Like that
that name.
Yeah.
That name is like.
Trembles. Like Mufasa. Mufasa, Mufasa, Mufasa. Ike, Ike, Ike.
Ike, 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 Ike.
Yeah, like Bloody Mary.
So if they're very tall or strong, they may loom over their partner. Or their
Looms.
That's not funny. They may loom over their partner or employees, like proving they're alpha male or try to intimidate people.
Yeah. Showing them, yeah, this is true.
And in romantic relationships, it turns into the physical abuse.
Yeah. The grabbing on you.
Grabbing,
the throwing you around,
pushing, shoving.
The punching and the slap. Girl, get out. Get out, get out, get out. And I know it's easier said than done because I ain't never had to really knuck and buck with a nigga. But girl, call me.
Yeah, it's easy. It's definitely way easier said than done.
I know.
But these men, ooh, I just
prayers,
can't. I just,
prayers
I just can't imagine what... would lead a man to physically put his hands on a woman? What type of coward are you?
He's a bitch, nigga, snitch, nigga, hope, nigga.
To put your whole hands on a woman?
Those type of people are sick.
Sick.
And need fucking help. And there are no excuses. And we give no excuses, no passes to those kind of people.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry, but not sorry. So, some tips, because we like to offer tips.
Suggestions.
And suggestions, ways to manage and work through the world.
Yes.
So, if you think you might be a controlling person or display controlling behaviors, here are a few solutions that you can try to employ in your life and help you navigate this controlling behavior in space.
Let's give it to them.
Soften your approach, right? So watch out and soft. Let women be soft.
Yes.
Let black girls be soft.
Yes.
Right. We got to soften our approach. So be mindful and cognizant in your tone. If you are making demands or threats.
You're reading me.
If you're making demands or threats, and try exploring situations without blame.
Mm.
You can still take responsibility for your feelings, but you don't have to be like, you see, you wet my floor up. Like every time you come over here, you wet my floor instead of saying like,
it turns into a thing.
Right. Like, babe, have you ever tried to dry off in the shower before you got out? Because it gets really wet out here. It's dangerous. Don't want you to slip.
Yeah.
I don't want to slip.
Right.
And I keep having to clean up.
See, once you add that, and I keep having
I thought that was
fucked up. That's when it got.
Okay, so I'm gonna take that part back. Yeah, I'm still working on being soft.
See,
and softening my approach.
Right.
And we keep telling y'all, everybody's being read here.
Everyone,
including us. No homegirl left behind.
Self help book.
Yeah, and we're the self.
Self help book.
We're the self.
We're reading. Like
okay, so I would probably take away the I keep
take off, and I keep having
that's the black woman in me.
That's when it's like, okay, now you just tried to say all that just to say.
Yeah.
Then I keep having
it. Okay, but we got to soften our approach.
Soften it. And,
that's
you know,
it.
This is something that I'm definitely going to put into my toolkit for sure.
Yeah.
Top of the toolkit.
Yeah, softening the
approach. Because I can definitely soften my approach. You know what? My next thing is going to be like, I got me a soft
woman.
I got me a soft bad bitch.
Yeah, she's so gentle.
Yeah.
She's such a woman. She's such a fucking lady.
She's so touched and tapped into her femininity.
Yes.
Wow. My girl. And I'm going to be like, and my man. Here's another tip for you ladies. Foster cooperation, okay? Let's strive to find common ground with people.
Yes.
Give and take. Welcome input. Let's work collaboratively with each other. It doesn't have to be your way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
We are building community and teams.
Yes.
Let's learn how to work on a team.
Yes. So,
you know,
that's a good one. Sometimes we be like, it's me. I'm out here on my own.
I know what to do. I can do it. I don't work good with people.
I'm fending for myself.
Yeah.
Right? But that's not it. So another thing we need to do, we got to tend to our own anxiety.
Okay.
Because that's a big piece of control. So try to spend some time exploring what it is that you're feeling, why you're feeling with that. If you're dealing with some childhood trauma that makes you anxious, we got to really tap in and figure it out so that we stop projecting it onto other people.
Okay.
Because that's what we're doing. We're not harnessing it within ourselves. So then thus it comes out by like, you got to do it my way. You got to do it this way because I don't like it. Da, da, da. It turns into that. And it's like, harness your anxious energy and come back with a soft approach, ready to be cooperative on this team.
So it's all, we're using these tools together.
Yes.
We're using the hammer to put in the nail.
This is synergy. Greater, all this shit works together. The sum is greater than the parts, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying.
Also, strive to identify what triggers you to wish to control others and also yourself.
Yes.
When do you feel triggered?
Yes. When?
When do you feel triggered? Mm-hmm. So contain your impulses.
Mm-hmm.
You see this soft voice that I'm using?
Yes, I love that.
Soothe your anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find, and this is what I'm hoping for, you'll find that your relationships will improve dramatically.
Yeah.
There will be no tension.
Yeah. That's a good one.
There will be no battle.
Yeah.
It's working.
Yes.
In a way that they haven't worked before, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm harnessing it. I'm figuring out what triggers me and I'm working on it.
Yeah. So, like you mentioned, that sometimes we can want to control things out of fear.
This is for me.
So, this is a good one. Ooh, you know, we probably should save this one for the journal.
You think so?
It's okay. We'll come up with something else.
Yeah.
So, write down a list of the things that you fear and what would happen if you released your desire or your fear to control things, how it would turn out, right? Because it's things that we're scared about. That's why we really don't want to release.
Yes.
But if we remember that fear is just a construct in our mind, it's really an illusion. You don't have anything to fear. It's really a false evidence of things that are real.
Yeah.
So once you tap into that and figure out like, yo, what am I really afraid of? If I let him do this, not go, but if I let him do this for me, what am I afraid of it happening?
I'm afraid of it not being done.
Which is so minor. If it's not done right, you can either coach him in the way to do it right or show him the way to do it right so next time he does it right. If I'm at work and I step out and say, hey, I think I would be a great, or, you know, if I'm controlling my environment, what happens if I release it and stop micromanaging the employees? I might foster agency over them or have them to have self-control and, you know, be independent. What happens? Yeah,
yeah. Looking at more things can get accomplished because I'm not putting so much on my plate.
Yes. Like, look at it from the opposite, like basically changing the lens in your perspective on your control and your fear. Stepping out.
That's good.
That's good.
Yes.
What's good? What else?
Also, let's just be vulnerable with people. We said that a lot of people who are controlling, they fear being vulnerable. They fear being seen. But that's what it's about. That's what this life is about. Vulnerability is your superpower. So just be vulnerable with people and allow yourself to relinquish.
A little bit. That's good.
Relinquish a little bit of control and let people know I do need help.
Yeah.
I can use some assistance.
You know that's hard for us.
It's hard for she.
Yeah. For we.
It's hard, but it's not impossible. So it's not. Yeah, definitely going to work on being more vulnerable and letting people know, hey, I need help with these motherfucking bills.
Yeah, with the bills, for sure. Also, we have to be realistic about our expectations about other people and ourselves.
Okay, yes.
Because the perfectionism is tied to this. But don't understand that people are flawed, right? And that sometimes people are going to be really good in certain areas and not so good in other areas.
Yeah.
And we have to release the expectation that it has to be done this way. It has to be done this route. We have to. My expectation is this. Have some realistic expectations for people and have wiggle room and give them grace.
Just like you want people to have for you. We want grace. We want people to have wiggle room with us, but often we don't extend that same grace to others.
Yeah, and be realistic.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just not realistic. Like, dog, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I cannot.
She can't.
She can't. So release it. Allow people to show up as they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, be direct. Mm-hmm. The passive aggressive is not going to work much longer.
No.
It doesn't benefit anyone.
No.
You got to let people know. Be direct.
Mm-hmm.
Not big she.
No.
But direct.
Mm-mm. Yes. Another thing that we have to do is think about the things that we really have control over.
Now this is T.
You know, because the shit that we think we have control over, we don't. We don't. We think we have control over the people at our jobs. We don't.
Yeah.
Then you got control over that nigga. You don't.
You don't.
You don't. No. But you have to think about the things within yourself that you have control over. So we have control over our body.
Yes.
What goes in it, how we use it, right? Food, sex, exercise. We make choices. That's real control.
That's real control. The things that you definitely can.
And can't do.
Yeah.
That's control. So that's your way that you garner control. What's another
one? We also have control over how we spend our day.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose to spend your day
productively.
Being angry, upset, negative. Or you can choose your day to be productive.
Yes.
Taking care of business, working out, doing some positive reinforcement. Like
the TCB.
So much.
Yeah.
So because we can control that, and that's definitely without a doubt, let's just focus on that.
Focus on that. We also control who we spend our time with. You know, are you fostering great relationships with good people? Are you around people who affirm you and cause you to move closer to your purpose? Or are you not? Like, you get to control that. You get to control who receives your energy and who doesn't.
Yeah.
So focus on that. I have control over that. This is my friend and I choose to hang out with her.
Yeah.
Versus like, dang, people just come in and out of my life. I don't got no control over that. No, you have control.
They doing me wrong and she always,
No, we have control over who we gang with.
Yes, for sure.
What's your choice?
We also have control over how we react in situations. Mm-hmm. So we're no longer allowing other people to be the reason why or the excuse for why we're cutting up.
Yeah.
Or we're having these negative reactions because you can control your reaction.
And you know what?
What?
There's a quote in the staircase at my job.
What does it say?
When you take the stairs, they have little quotes on each floor.
Oh, how cute.
But it says, have the courage to act instead of react?
Jim.
Can't be reactionary all the time.
Man, I was just reading about like being non-reactive.
Yeah, my mom was just talking about this too.
Doing some non-reactive meditation because I definitely am reactive.
Yeah, and we jump down somebody's throat quick, like, what? Somebody cut you off. Oh my God, you ready to speed by them.
Even like things like being reactive to like circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like let things happen. Just let things happen. And it's not saying you have to be like completely absent of emotion or like, you know, feelings.
Yeah.
But if you're just so reactive all the time, that's when you feel like I'm dragged today or I'm feeling so down today because you're reactive to everything instead of just letting things happen.
Yeah. And it's also the idea of like taking yourself out of the subject and just being a witness to it.
Yes, for sure.
A witness. Got to keep putting that in my mind. Like I'm just a witness to what's going on. Somebody cut you off. I'm just a witness. It don't got to be about me.
Right.
The day start going shitty. Hey, I'm just a witness to the day being shitty. It's not, I don't have to internalize it.
Yeah.
And I think that's really about what it comes down to when you're being reactive versus non-reactive is not internalizing things that have nothing to do with you that you really don't have to take on the energy of.
Choosing how you react for sure.
Choose how you react. Also, you have control over how you feel. Right.
This is relating directly to what we just said.
Right. So nobody can make you feel a certain way. You get to decide, hey, what feelings am I going to apply to this certain situation? So that's the biggest part of your control. Being positive, optimistic, joyful.
Right. You can't control what the other person does, which we often try to do. Like they called me and they had me fucked up and they were saying this and they were saying that. And now I'm just all over the place.
Yes.
Rewrite. Rework.
Yes. Restart.
Yes.
Reevaluate.
Yes.
Yeah, all of that.
Okay, so.
Mm-hmm. My tummy's itching.
Last, I guess, tip or suggestion.
Yeah, tip.
Accept that life, your L-I-F-E. You remember that movie, Life?
Yeah, I remember.
Did you like it? Okay, I'm glad you saw that because I didn't want to put you on.
I seen it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Life is laced with unknowns, right? Mm-hmm. We cannot control it. We just can't. It's out of our control. We're not going to know the outcome of a lot of things, and we just need to relieve ourselves of some of the pressure by understanding that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's good. Yeah,
that's it. That's all.
And I think another takeaway is the more that we work on ourselves, the more that we're self-aware of what triggers us and what's going on the inside, then you'll worry less about controlling other people because you'll have control over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it. You can't control motherfuckers. And you know I'm struggling with this. I struggle.
I do too.
I can't control people. But yeah, control your reaction. All the shit that we're
trying to control people definitely is the cause of a lot of my demise at times.
Yeah. You'll end up fucked front and back.
Side to side.
Yeah, all of that.
Yes.
So is there anything? Oh gosh. I wish we wouldn't have waited to the very end to say this.
What?
But we're having such a great giveaway for our Patreon girls.
Oh, we are. We're five.
That's the girlfriend gag.
Yeah,
this is the girlfriend gag.
The girlfriend gag is that we're five patrons away from 50. And at 50, we promised the homegirls over there that we were gonna have a deluxe giveaway. And we say when we say deluxe, we mean deluxe. So
yeah, a lot of great shit.
Now's the time to get over there because as soon as we hit 50, we're gonna be picking winners. So yeah, get over there. We don't play around. We do not play around.
No, we give good shit.
We
away.
Don't play around.
We don't.
So if you wanna be in the number,
get over there. Get over there.
Get over there. So yeah.
I think that's it. Thank y'all so much for waiting on us, for rocking with us. We are thankful to have y'all and are grateful to be a part of this community.
We definitely are.
Fostering this community. We don't take it for granted. We love y'all so much, deeply.
Okay, so we will see you all or chat with you all next week.
That's it.
All righty. Bye.
Love you.